ਈ ਵਾਸੁਦੇਵਾਯ ਓਂ ਨਮੋ ਭਗਵਤੀ ਵਾਸੁਦੇਵਾਯ ਓਂ ਨਮੋ ਭਗਵਤੀ ਵਾਸੁਦੇਵਾਯ ਸ਼੍ਰੀਮਦ ਭਾਗਵਤ 9th ਕੈਂਟੋ ਚੈਪਟਰ 11 ગોસ્વામી શ્રેષ્ઠ કિંગ પરિખિત ઓ કિંગ પરિખિત એનીવન હુ ઓરલી રિસીવ્સ ધ નરેશન્સ કન્સર્નિંગ ધ કેરેક્ટરિસ્ટિક્સ ઓફ રામચંદ્રસ પાસ્ટ ટાઈમ્સ વિલ અલ્ટિમેટલી ફ્રી ફ્રોમ ધ ડિઝીઝ ઓફ એન્વી and thus liberated from the bondage of creative activities. In purport, Srila Prabhupada says, here in this material world, everyone is envious of someone else. Isn't it? It's natural here. Because in the material world, all are affected by maya, material nature. They have developed bodily conceits of life, thinking the body is self. They are bodily designation. They are free from designation. So, everyone is envious of someone else. And especially in Kali Yuga, Kali means quarreling, age of, let's say, quarreling, cheating, hypocrisy. That is of Kali. Two persons quarrel, engage in quarreling, two groups, two communities, two states, two countries. Yes. Why? Because in Kali Yuga, the number, pride is the measuring rod. Everybody thinks, I am great. If somebody becomes great, I am greater than them. Quarreling begins. You understand? Because dambha, pride is the measuring rod in Kali Yuga. You understand? It's natural. It's going on. So, Prabhupada Maharaj said, here in this material world, everyone is envious of someone else. Even in religious life, it is sometimes found that if one devotee has advanced in spiritual activities, other devotees are envious of him. Such envious devotees are not completely freed from bondage, birth and death. Yes, it's natural. Who is a gross materialist, who is completely covered up with this darkness of ignorance, who is in bodily conception of life, it's natural. He'll be envious. He cannot tolerate others' advancement. But even in this spiritual life, religious life, we find sometimes that one devotee has advanced spiritual activity, other devotees are envious of him. Yes. Yes. Why it is found in this society of Vaishnavas, devotees, this teaching is given to us constantly. We have been taught like that, and this is the teaching of Shastra, Vaishnava Acharyas. We are not body, we are spirit soul. Huh? So why will envy? Oh, is Australian, oh, is American, is French national, is Indian, is black, is white. Huh? It's natural in material world. Why in the Vaishnava community? That should not be. Again, we have come to this society, joined in the community, we have accepted Guru, we are taking trainings from Guru. Gurudev says, we are all in constitutional position of jiva, is eternal servant of Krishna. we are all servants of Krishna. We are not this and that. That should not be any material designation. Free from material designation, sarvapadi vinirmuktam, tatparatvam nirmalam, rusikena rusikesa sevanam, bhakti ruchyate. This definition of bhakti given by Rupa Goswami. Bhakta, devotee, Vaishnava should be free from all bodily designations. No bodily designation, because his spirit soul. He is eternal servant of Krishna. Gopi Bhartru Pada Kamala Dasa Dasan Dasam. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the husband of gopis. So, every jiva is like that. You can understand this thing and put yourself in that platform, there is the question of envy. Free from all designations, sarvapadi vinuktam, tatparatvana nirmalam, rusikena rusikesa sevanam. A bhakta devotee vaisnav duty is day and night 24 hours to be engaged in the service of Hrishikesh, the Supreme Lord Krishna, through all his bodily limbs or senses. That is bhakti. So he is not material platform, he is not in bodily platform. You understand? Prabhupada Maharaj says, still coming to this society, community, we find that if some devotee makes spiritual advancement, others become envious of him. Oh, he's raising his head, a hit on his head. Why this head is up now? Being strict, hitting the head. Because this head is now erected. Why such enviousness? He says, this envious, such envious devotee is not completely free from bondage of birth and death. Yes. He finds such enviousness, then you should understand that he is not free from bondage of birth and death. Not completely free from birth and death. Yes. He is in material platform. He is in material platform, he is not in spiritual platform. That's a fact. As long as one is not completely free from cause of birth and death, one cannot enter the Sanatana Dham or eternal pastimes of the Lord. How can he? As long as he is in clutches of material nature, as long as he is under material designations, how can he enter into Sanatana Dham or eternal pastimes of the Lord? One becomes envious because of being influenced by designation of the body. If there is no question of designation of body, one is free from designation of body, there is no question of enviousness. But liberated devotees have nothing to do with the body. Therefore, it is completely on the transcendental platform. A devotee is never envious of anyone, even his enemy. He is a Vaishnava. One who is a Vaishnava, sadhu, bhakta, really bhakta, he is never envious of anyone because he says, I am a devotee of Krishna, he is a devotee of Krishna. Jiva Swarup, the constitutional position, real Swarup of Jiva, is his eternal servant of Krishna. He is Krishna's. Jiva means Krishna's. Krishna, who is my object of love, is his devotee. Krishna is my object of love, so it is his, that he should love him. Where is the question of enviousness or enmity? Where it is? Jagannath Mishra, where it is? No question at all. Therefore we say, if you can love Krishna, if you can develop love for Krishna, then you love one and all. You cannot love one and all because you have not developed love for Krishna. That is the whole thing. You understand? So in this material world we find this enviousness, envy, Raga, dvesa, liking and disliking. Liking and hatred. Huh? One who is related to this body is my own man. Kith and kin. Bodily relation. Who is not related to body? Oh, is other. So this raga, dvesa is there. Liking and disliking, liking and hatred. And it's quite natural here in this platform, material platform. It is not there in spiritual platform. We are nobody in bodily designation. All are the servants of Krishna. Krishna is the object of my love. He is his seva. So he is to be liked or one should love him. So sadhus, one is real sadhu, Vaishnava, he loves one and all, because he loves Krishna. And he sees one relationship of Krishna, no other relationship. But daily relationship means other relationship, comes material relationship. So, hatred is, enviousness comes. But one is real sadhu and Vaishnava, let's put Krishna in the platform of love, and sees everything is born in the relationship with Krishna, where is the question of enviousness? It's only love will be there. Otherwise there is no love at all. No love. So it is said, a devotee is never envious of anyone, even his enemy. A sadhu has no enemy at all. Ajata-satrava. Ajata-satrava. One of the symptoms of sadhu is ajata-satrava. He has no enemy. He never sees anybody as enemy. He sees everybody as the servant of Krishna. He sees everybody related to Krishna. He sees only the relationship of Krishna, who has put Krishna in the object of platform of love. Krishna is the object of love. But the question of enmity? No question at all. Therefore, ajata-satrava, a real sadhu has no enemy. Still, such envious persons are there, materialistic persons are there, persons, those who are covered up with the dense dark ignorance, they are there, they develop enmity towards a sadhu also, isn't it? They criticize a sadhu, they cannot understand a sadhu. Vaishnava kriya mudra vidyana bujaya. However, learned, pandit, intelligent, one may be in this material world, cannot understand the activities of a sadhu, Vaishnava, what he is doing. He cannot understand. So he may criticize and see sadhu as his enemy, he may see. But sadhu never develops enmity towards him. Rather, develops love and affection. He showers his mercy on him. Sadhu knows, he is covered up in dense dark ignorance. The dense darkness, ignorance, he has no knowledge at all. He doesn't know what he is doing. As for example, when the Pasandis, the people of Kaji, Mahamadan ruler, mercilessly persecuted Haridas Thakur. They dragged him in 22 bazaars. So severe lashes they put on his body. His flesh came out, his bone came out, mercilessly persecuting. But Haridas Thakur never became angry on them. He tolerated everything. Karoriva Saishuna, sadhu is such. He tolerates him, he's as tolerant as tree. And all are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. All are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. He says, Khanda khanda hai jadi pindu jaya prana tathapi chundu na thari vihari nama. He said, Kaji said, you are a Mahamadan, why are you uttering name, the Hindu god, uttering name of Hindu god, therefore persecution was there. But you know, Supreme Lord is one, without second, Lord for Hindu and Muslim, everybody. He has no knowledge, so he says like that, and person is of no knowledge. Therefore say, khanda khanda hijari, pindu jaya pran, tathapi tundu na athari viharina. Let my life gets out from my body. Still I can't give up this chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So he tolerated. And Krishna protects, Krishna rakshati, Krishna protects, Krishna is the protector. Krishna is my protector, Krishna is my maintainer. Sadhu knows this thing very well and he has unflinching faith in it. Krishna mina rakhyakartar kyona, Krishna the rakhyogar, palakamar, Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector, nobody else. He knows it, Haridas Thakur. Therefore, he tolerated and he, Krishna protected. Anybody would have died, but he didn't die. Rather, such persons are persecuting him. Still, he never developed any enviousness, angry on them. He tolerated him. Rather, he offered prayers to Supreme Lord, like Jesus Christ. He was crucified by Pasandis. So he tolerated and offered prayer to the Supreme Lord. O Lord, these persons are, you see, covered up with dense darkness, ignorance. They don't know what they are doing. They don't know it. They have no knowledge at all. They have no knowledge at all. Eh Jagadishwar, eh Gopijana Vallabha. Haridas Thakur says, O Jagadishwar, O Gopijana Vallabha. Understand my language, Mr. Terry? Huh? Jagadishwar, Gopijana Vallabha. O Lord of the universe, O husband of gopis. This word you understand, this specific word, no need of translation. Understand me. Jagadishwar, Gopijana Vallabha. O Jagadishwara Gopijana Vallabha, these ignorant fools, they have no knowledge. They cannot understand you. They cannot see the relationship, isn't it? How everybody, every person is related to you. Everybody, every person is your eternal servant. This person, past ignorant fools, cannot understand it. So, because they have no knowledge, therefore, they are persecuting your servant. Understand? Persecuting your servant. Please, but excuse them. Excuse them. He begged for excuse. Then said, and inculcates bhakti ras into their heart. He prayed for that. If you have your mercy on them, dispel their then darkness with ignorance and inculcate bhakti ras in their heart, they can understand. So, at that time they will never persecute other jiva. They never develop any enviousness also. So this is what this who says, Haridas Thakur's prayer. So where is the question of enmity of a sadhu? Sadhu adarsato, sadhu has no enemy at all. Therefore, Prabhupada Maharaj, a devotee is never envious of anyone, even his enemy. He is no enemy. He is not envious. Rather, he prays to the Lord to be merciful on that person, because he is bereft of knowledge. He is bereft of knowledge. If you have knowledge, you will not have acted like that. Because the devotee knows that Lord is his supreme protector, he thinks, what harm can this so-called enemy do? He is confident. Are you confident? is to tarry. Be always, why sometimes? Constantly. Yes, Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector. Gaptruti varantatha, rakhisthiti viswasa gaptruti varantatha. He must protect me, he must maintain me, because I am engaged in his loving service. Yes. Lord says, jesatha man prapadyante stankathiva bhadamyam, according to proportion upon surrender, and to me I respond accordingly. A devotee must therefore be completely free from enemy, especially of other devotees. Why? When we are suffering the devotees, coming to this path of devotional service, joining in this community or society, while developing enmity, while developing enviousness, other devotees. That means you are not free from your bodily designation, not free from the bondage of birth and death, you are still on material platform. Yes. But daily platform. To envy other devotees is a great offense, Vaishnava Parath. Great offense, Vaishnava Parath. A devotee who constantly engaged in hearing and chanting Sravanam Kirtanam is suddenly freed from the disease of envy, and thus he becomes eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. So this question of Vaishnava Parath, one who becomes envious of a Vaishnava, devotee, sadhu, is a great offender. Great offender. He doesn't know who is Vaishnava. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, these are the words of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I am going to quote. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is known as Seventh Goswami, his words are very weighty, valuable, most important. He has written one song.
Abhi mui Vaishnava ji niva hari hari Vaishnava charana kalyane rakhani Mati voru daye dhari Vaishnava charana kalyane rakhani Mati voru daye dhari Kavi mui Vaishnavati niva hari hari Kavi mui Vaishnavati niva hari hari Vaishnava Thakuro aprakuto soda Nidosa ananda moyo Vaishnava Thakuro prakruto soda nirvana maya krishna nami prito jore udasino jibeti doyadro hoyo krishna nami prito jore udasino jibeti doyadro hoyo abhimano hino Bhajani Pravino Visaiti Onasokto Anahino Bhajani Pravino Visaiti Onasokto Antori Bahiri Niskapato Soda Nityalila Anurokto Antori Soda nitya lila anurakta Kanishtha madhyam uttam prabhedi Vaishnava trividha gani Kanishtha madhyam uttam prabhedi Kanishthe Madhyame pranati utame susrusa suni Kaniste adhara Madhyame pranati utame susrusa suni E jana vaisnava chiniya loiya Adhara kari bejabe
বৈষ্ণবীর কৃপা যাহে সর্বসিদ্ধি অবশ্য পাইবে তবে বৈষ্ণবীর কৃপা যাহে সর্বসিদ্ধি অবশ্য পাইবে তবে বৈষ্ণব চরিত্র সর্বদা পবিত্র যেই নিন্দে হিংসা করি বৈষ্ণব চরিত্র সর্বদা পবিত্র যেই নিন্দে হিংসা করি ভক্তি বিনোদ সম্ভাষে তারি ফাঁকে সদা মৌন ধরি ভক্তি বিনোদ সম্ভাষে তারি ফাঁকে সদা মৌন ধরি কবে মুই বৈষ্ণব চিনিব হরিহরি বৈষ্ণব চরণ কল্যাণের খনি মাতিব হুবে ধরি বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর প্রাকৃত সদা নির্দোষ আনন্দময় কৃষ্ণ নামে প্রীত জড়ে উদাসীন জীবেতে দয়ার্দ্র হয় হয়ে নাই লু এবল টু রেকগনাইজ এ বৈষ্ণব হয়ে নাই লু এবল টু রেকগনাইজ এ বৈষ্ণব নট ইজি টু রেকগনাইজ এ বৈষ্ণব ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড As for example, Jada Bharat, who was moving like a deaf dumb, isn't it? Deaf dumb. Naked, moving naked sometimes, deaf dumb, like an animal, but great devotee, Mahabhagavata. So who can recognize? Raja Rahuvan engaged him in carrying his palanquin, very strong and stout, all right, they are men. Cut up him. Hey, chalo, all right, he went. Carry it, But a great Mahabhagavata, isn't it? Who can recognize a Vaishnava? It is not that you'll shave your head, put on tilak, kanthi mala, Hare Krishna, japa mala. It's outward besa, but your attitude. No humble attitude. Not seeing everybody, everything related to Krishna, not always engaged in loving service of Krishna, Sravanam Kirtanam, not constantly thinking of Krishna, not developing any enviousness to anybody. Vaishnava sadhu. Putting on this garb, vesha, poshak of a Vaishnava, but your heart is filled with all enviousness, then how can you be a Vaishnava? Jagannath Mishra, how can you be a Vaishnava? তো কবে মুই বৈষ্ণব চিনবি হরিহরি বৈষ্ণব চরণ কল্যাণের খনি মাতিব হুবে ধরি হয়ে নাই লু এবল টু রেকগনাইজ এ বৈষ্ণব দি লোটাস ফিট এ বৈষ্ণব ইজ রিজার্ভ অফ অল মার্সিফুলনেস অল অসপিসিয়াসনেস বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর প্রাকৃত সদা নির্দোষ আনন্দময় কৃষ্ণ নামে প্রীত জড়ে উদাসীন জীবেতে দয়ার্দ্র হয় This Vaishnava Thakur is always in transcendental platform, is not in material platform. He is always transcendentally blissful, peaceful, completely detached from material objects. You understand? Material world. He always attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. He chants the holy name of Krishna and gets so much delight. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Chanting he gets delight. Yes. Jivete dayardra hoy, his heart bleeds seeing the suffering of the jivas. Such heart is sadhu, Vaishnava's heart. Abhimana hinam bhrajane, bhajane pravina visayate anasakta. Completely detached. Material world, the attached to lotus feet of Krishna, always engaged in his bhajan. Antare bahire niskapata sada. Internally and externally is free from duplicity. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. You understand? Simplicity is Vaishnavism. In the outward, very sweet words speaking. speaking very sweet words from the lips. Heart is filled with all nasty things, Enviousness. Enviousness, Heart is filled with all enviousness, But in the lips, outward dealings, very sweet, very nice, but internally, crookedness is there, Crookedness is there in the heart. Well, it is not Vaishnava. Antare bahire niskapata sada, nitya lila anurakta. Both internal and externally is niskapata, is free from duplicity. Simplicity is Vaishnava. He is always engaged in nitya lila, eternal pastimes of the Lord. You understand? Kanishtha madhyama uttama prabhede Vaishnava trivida gani. Kanishtha adara madhyame pranati uttame susasani. Three categories of Vaishnavas are there. Kanishtha, Madhyama, Uttama. And one should understand what type of Vaishnava he is. Is Kanishtha Vaishnava or Madhyama Vaishnava or Uttama Vaishnava? Symptoms are there. According to symptom, one can say, is Kanishtha Vaishnava? Is Madhyama or is Uttama? So accordingly, you will deal with them, behave with them. Kanishtha Adara, Madhyama Pranati, Uttama Susruta. One is Kanishtha, be sympathetic, be merciful. Don't hate him. Do you understand? Be sympathetic, be merciful, be sympathetic towards him. And the Madhyama, keep friendship with him and pay obeisances to him. Who is Uttama? He is to be served. Do you understand? He is to be served, render service unto him. Jejana Vaishnava Sinyanaya Adar Karibo Jabe Vaishnava Krupa Tahe Sarva Siddhi Avasya Paibetabe. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, recognizing a Vaishnava, Kanishtha Vaishnava, Madhyam Vaishnava, Uttam Vaishnava, if you accordingly deal with him, then you'll get his kripa, his mercy. As a result, you'll attain all sorts of perfection. Vaishnava kripa jaya sarva siddhi. If you get the mercy of Vaishnava, you'll attain all sorts of perfection, definitely. Vaishnava charita sarvada pavitra, jininne hinsa kari, bhakati vinada na sambhase tare, thake sada mona dhari. Vaishnava charita, the characteristic of Vaishnava is always spotless character. Do you understand? Pavitra, what you say? Pure, always pure, spotless and pure charitra character, but someone becomes envious towards him, criticizes him, finds fault with him, do you understand? Becoming envious of him, criticizes, Bhaktivinoda Thakur never looks at his face, never talks with him. Bhaktivinoda na sambhase, never talks with him, never looks at his face. If you talk with him, look at his face, he'll commit aparadha also. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's words, very important, valuable, weighty words. In Sajjana Toshani, I'll quote Sajjana Toshani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what he has said, and also quote this Ramanujacharya. Who are offenders? How many types of offenders are there? Understand? Those who cannot understand the transcendental nature of the Lord. Nama rupa vigraha tino chidanandamoy. The name of the Lord, vigraha deity form of the Lord installed by Vaishnava. And Lord Himself, His own nama rupa vigraha. Three are transcendental, not material. One who does know this thing, he is an offender. He definitely commits offense. If he comes to the temple and says, oh, these are idol worshippers, they are worshipping idols. Yes, thereby he commits offense. He is not. Pratiman hontame sakhyat brajendra nandana. You are not idol. Directly son of Nanda Maharaj. Isn't it? There is no difference. between the name of the Lord, name of Krishna, deity form of Krishna, deity installed by Vaishnava, and worshipped in the temple, and Krishna himself, no difference. But a gross materialist is completely covered up with the dense dharma ignorance. He cannot recognize this thing. He said they are idol worshippers. They cannot understand the holy names, the naams, the dham of the Vrindavan dham, Mathura dham, Jagannath Puri dham, Mayapur dham. Though they are dham, they are in the material world, they are not affected by it, by material nature. Sri Vigraha, deity, Vaishnav, Tulasi, though plant, is not mere plant. Tulasi, Krishna Priyasi, very dear. A dog may come and pass urine on it. And the government, you worship the plant on which a dog passes urine? They say so. Great offenders. Our Baba Tulsi. Tulsi Krishna praise is not mere plant. This Vrindadevi was appeared here in this form. These people cannot understand. The great offenders. Materialistic person, they want to see everything with their materialistic vision. How can you see this thing? And Ganga is not mere river, is water of Ganges is not material water. It never becomes polluted, no germ is born there. If you keep Ganges water months, years together in your house, but on general water, any water you keep, germs will be produced there. Ganges water is not produced. How do you think is material water? Now scientists are thinking, the water of Ganges has become polluted now. It will never become polluted. How it has become polluted? People throw dead bodies into Ganges. Yes, they throw dead bodies into Ganges. In the Himalayan area, I have seen it. They throw this, especially this Brahmavadis. Understand? Monist, Brahmavadis. Many are there. Mayavadis, impersonalists. When yogi lifts his body, they throw his body into Ganges. So, they put dead bodies into Ganges. So, still, Ganges never becomes polluted. Because transcendental water, it has emanated from the toe of Lord Hari. It's not material. Water is a material element, isn't it? But that Ganges water is not material element. It's transcendental. Emanated from the toes of Lord Hari. Never becomes. But the scientists, materialists say, many factories are there, and the bank of Ganges, their refuse, nasty things are entering into water of Ganges. Now it has become polluted. How to purify it? You rascal. Never purified. It never becomes polluted. How can you purify Ganges water? Because they are offenders, they are materialists. They cannot understand this thing. They have four defects: Brahma, Pramada, Viprayasa, Karna, Patava. Understand me? Understand? Conditioned soul has four defects. What are they?
Jealousy, cheat, imperfect senses.
Then?
Always illusion.
Yes. Commit errors. Cheating propensity is there. Four defects. Those who are, these four defects, they cannot understand this thing. They want to measure everything with their measuring rod. How can you measure? Those who are transcendental things. Pratiman huntu me sakhyat brajendra nandana. You are not mere idol, you are directly son of Nanda Maharaj. Proof is there, evidence is there. How? That deity came to give evidence. Sakhi Gopal is there. From Vrindavan came to South India then. Now Sakhi Gopal is here. and they are puri, satyavadi. So is Didi idol? Is idol? He stole kheer for Madhavendra Puri. Is idol? No. A gross materialist cannot understand this. A vendor cannot understand. Pasandi is Pasandi, is Naragi, must go to hell, suffer life after life in the hell. In the hell. And this is going on. So, Vyasadeva has given a list of this materialist. Vishadhyakikas. Arche Vishnaur Shalardhir Gurusu Naramati. Vaishnava Jatir Buddhi Vishnura Vaishnavanam Kalimala Mathane. Padatirthya Mubuddhi. Sri Vishnu Namni Mantri Sakala Kalusahe. Sabda Samanya Buddhi. Vishnu Sabveshrese Taditara Samadhir Jasya Vanaraki Saha. Padma Purana. Then quoting Skanda Purana says, Nindankurbanti Je Mudha. Vaishnavanam Mahatmanam. Patanti Pitruvisardha Maharaurava Sangite. Hanti Nindanti Vaidvasti. Vaishnava Nabhinandati. Kudyate Jatina Harsam Darsane Patanani Sat. Number one who says Vigraha and idol, you understand, is made up of some stone or metal, is number one, let's say, offender. Number two, one who thinks Guru as a mortal being. Number three, one who wants to know what caste the Vaishnava belongs. Oh, this Vaishnava belongs to France, French citizen. This Vaishnava belongs to Australia, Australian citizen. This belongs to British citizen. This belongs to Indian citizen, like this. Is number three. Number four, Vishnu Vaishnava Padaduke Jala Buddhi. What do you say? Padaduk? Sanamruta? Food bathing water of Vishnu? Food bathing water of Vaishnava? Who thinks it is mere water? Is number four. Number five, Vishnu Mantra. Do you understand? Vishnu Mantra, Mahamantra, a mere words. Understand? This is number five. Number six, who thinks Lord Vishnu or Krishna is as good as a demigod like Brahma or Shiva, they are all equal. This is number six. Again, this is Padma Purana says, Skanda Purana says, six types. Those who try to kill a Vaishnava is number one. Number two, those who become envious of Vaishnava, criticize a Vaishnava, speak ill of a Vaishnava, is number two, offender. Number three, one who becomes intolerable, seeing the advancement of Vaishnava. Do you understand? That number three. Number four, seeing a Vaishnava never pays obeisances. Understand? Number five, one becomes angry on a Vaishnava. Number six, seeing a Vaishnava never feels jolly, rather, become morose. Or, like this, what is that? Become disgusted, or face becomes, what is? What is English? I didn't say, I don't know. Face turns up, yes. Is number six. These six types, they are offenders. Skanda Purana says, So, how can we free from such offenses? How? All these offenses except this Vaishnava Parad. You understand? Understand me? All these offenses except Vaishnava Parad can be rectified by the only if someone gets the mercy of a sadhu. A sadhu kripa can be rectified. But the Vaishnava prad cannot be counteracted, do you understand? Unless you get the mercy of that particular Vaishnava to whose lotus feet committed a prad, no one can save you from that. Aparadha. Because in this material world, who is our friend? Who is our friend? Hello? Yeah. Because this material world, nasty platform, you see, in the words of Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Maharaj, not at all a fit place for any gentleman to live. It's such a nasty platform, Not at all a fit place for any gentleman to live here, Very nasty platform. If you step there, danger, all enviousness is there, enmity is there, All nasty dealings are there, No real love and affection is here. Any love and affection, it is all conditional and based on giving and taking, give and take dealings, some little discrepancy on this giving and taking breaks, isn't it? Such nasty platform. So, who is friend here? Bandhuhina jagat, a platform of without friend, platform of without friend. Do you understand? Bandhuhina jagat. And such jagat, such material world, that Vaishnava sadhu is only our friend. Nobody is our friend. Understand me? Sadhu, Vaishnava is our friend. Nobody is friend. So if, who is our real friend? Well-wisher. If we will pierce his body with our sharp arrows, what will take place, you see, understand? Understand me? If we pierce his body with sharp arrows, the criticism means sharp arrows, finding fault with sadhu or Vaishnava with sharp arrows, bhakyavana, Understand my language? Then who can protect us in this such nasty platform material world? Who is our real friend? Therefore, all Vaishnava sastras, the very top voice has cautioned us, don't commit any Vaishnava prad. Do you understand? Ramanuja Acharya, Acharya of Sri Sampradaya, has given some instruction to Mathavasi Sishya, the Sishya's disciples staying in Matha, in temple. What he said? Vaishnavancha janmani nidralasyani jani cha drushtva tanya prakasyani janebhyo na vadet kochit. Tezaan dosaan vyahayasu gunan saiva prakirtayet Vishnu padatakan caiva bhakta padatakan tuva prakrutyesu chapasyasya na pivyattaya muttamam tatra trayasya jnanena sri rahasya trayasya cha rahita syangrijam toyam grahayan na kadachana. That means, if you see the birth of a Vaishnava or sleeping of a Vaishnava, is lazy. He sleeps more than 6 hours. Isn't it? He sleeps more than 6 hours. He's lazy. Ramanuja Acharya said, if you see this thing, still don't speak about it. You cannot understand it. Understand? You cannot understand. Once, there is a story. They say, who is that? Raghunath Das Goswami? Who prepared sweet rice and meditation? You understand? Raghunadas Goswami, I think Raghunadas Goswami, or Rupa Goswami, or who? Somehow, Raghunadas Goswami, I think. Prepared sweet rice in meditation. He thought up, I will offer sweet rice, very nice sweet rice today to Krishna. So, his deity. He offered in meditation, everything. People in meditation. Because they are riding in jungle, no money. Where to purchase nice rice or this thing. So meditation, it does everything. Prepare nice sweet rice. Then tested, oh, sweet rice will offer, it should be cold, not hot. Not hot. Put his finger, then finger burns. Meditation puts the finger burns. Such thing. Yes. Then you offer nice sweet rice to offer Krishna the prasad, and then he himself ate it. You understand? It's all everything in meditation. So too much, he ate too much sweet rice. Too much sweet rice means not good for health. So it became very heavy. He became sick. You understand? So he couldn't get up sleeping. Get up early in the morning, you are sleeping. Because he had become sick. The doors of his cottage not opened now. Though sun has already arisen, it is say 9 or 10 a.m. Other Vaishnava sadhu staying, why? The Swamiji's door is not open. What has happened to him? So some went there and saw Swamiji sleeping. Cannot get, he's not getting up. So he called for the doctor, Chikishad. Kabiraj came, who felt the, what do you say? Pulse. Oh, he has eaten too much sweet rice. Therefore he is sick. Understand? So who can understand this thing? Or is the lazy Vaishnava? His Vaishnava, this sadhu is very lazy, he sleeps so much. Not gotten up yet, now it is morning. I must get up before sunrise, but still. Not gotten up, is lazy, like this. Ramanujacharya says, if you see this thing of a Vaishnava, don't say it, no. Then you'll commit aparadha. Don't see anything ill of a Vaishnava, rather see all good. All good, don't see, if you... Because there is nothing ill with the Vaishnava, but you are a conditioned soul. You see all nasty things. Do you understand? You see all nasty things. Makhika swabhav, the nature of a fly. Isn't it? Nature of a fly. Honey bee sucks honey. Never sits on stool, urine, mucus. But flies sits on it, isn't it? Always in search of where is this, stool is there, mucus is there, blood is there. Nasty things are there. So your nature is like that, Mr. Terry, isn't it? You see all nasty things, not good things, all evils. This Ramanujacharya said, don't see any ill of a Vaishnava. See all good and glorify it. Vishnu Padadaka and Vaishnava Padadaka. What do you say? Foot bathing water of Vishnu or Vaishnava, we are accepting, but don't accept in the presence of a materialistic person. No. You understand? If you do, that person will criticize. Oh, they are eating the foot washing water and they're offering to me. Hey, I don't want. Thereby you'll commit aparadh. Therefore says, you take it, go to some place where nobody can see it, you take it. Otherwise, some metal slippers are there, don't eat. Vaishnavas are there, they're all are Vaishnavas, they know, they all take it. That's all right. Metal slippers, don't take it. Take it, go to some place where such metal slippers are not there, nobody is there. Thus, you have it. This is what. Then, whose foot washing water will be taken? Vaishnava means one who knows three tattvas. Vaishnava knows three tattvas. Chit, achit, Ishwara. Ishwara tattva, understand my language? Mr. Terry. Ishwara means Lord. Understand, Ishwara. This word, famous word. Don't you know Ishwara? Ishwara, Parameshwara. Three tattvas. Chit, achit, Ishwara. Ishwara tattva, Chit Tattva, Spirit and Matter, three tattvas. One who doesn't know, this foot washing water should not be taken. Should not be taken. Do you follow me? He has become Vaishnava, but he doesn't know these three tattvas. His foot washing water should not be taken. Though he is a Vaishnava, he has accepted Guru. Yes. Sanskar, purificatory ceremony has been done, but it doesn't know three tattvas. So his foot washing water should not be taken, he said. Ramanujacharya said. Understand me? Then Ramanujacharya says, Sri Vaishnavair Mahabhagya Sanglapankara et sada tadiyo dusakadana na pasyet purusadhamam Naivavalupait krura napachar paran guru Daika nishtha purusei sangatiṃ kārait sada Upayantara nishthāṃ sca purusān parivarjayet. That means, those who are maha, what is it? Great devotees, Mahabhāgavata. Mahabhāgavaiṣṇava. You should be association of the association of such Vaishnavas, you should talk to them. Those were offenders. Blasphemy such Vaishnavas, don't look at them. Don't go to them. Don't look at their face. If you go to them, look at their face, you'll commit aparadh. Yes. And one offends your guru, criticizes your guru. Don't look at, don't go to them, don't look at, don't talk to them. Understand? Yes. Those who have developed ekanishtha knowledge, devotion unto Guru and Vaishnava, all this have association of such persons. Then he says, Pudanam Vishnu bhaktanam purusartho stinetara tesu tadvesada kinchit nasti nasanam atmanah. If somebody is fortunate, he offers worship to Vishnu bhaktas, Vaishnavas, he gets all purusarthas, even supreme purusartha. Aradhananam sarvesam Vishnu aradhanam param tasmāt parataram devi tadyānaṁ samārsaṁ. Isn't it? Lord Shiva says, Vishnu aradhana, worship of Lord Vishnu is best worship. But better than that, superior to that is Vaishnava aradhana. Do you understand? Worship of the devotees of Vishnu, Vaishnava aradhana. Do you understand me? Mahaprabhu also says, Vaishnava sevana krishna pujana. Isn't it? Vaishnava sevana krishna pujana nirantara kara krishna naam sankirtana. He gave that instruction to the villagers of Kulia in Jagannath Puri. You serve the Vaishnavas, offer worship to Vaishnava, thereby Krishna will be worshipped. And always chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram. So, one who is engaged in the puja, the worship of Vaishnava, he achieves all Parama Purusartha, Paramartha Supreme Purusartha. But one who criticizes Vaishnava, commits Vaishnava Parap, becomes envious of Vaishnava, he becomes a great offender. He cannot have Paramartha at all. Rather, he will be killer of his own soul, Atmaghati. Understand? Again, he says, Srimad Bhagavata Archanam Bhagavata Puja Vidhiruttamam Vishnu Ravamananad Gurutaram Sri Vaishnava Ullanganam Tirthad Achyuta Padajat Gurutaram Tirtham Tadyangrijam Tasman Nityapatam Trito Bhavasatam Tesang Samaradhani. The same thing he says, Vaishnava Aradhana is superior to Vishnu Aradhana. Understand? Understand? What is that?
Worship of Vaishnava is superior to...
Worship of Vishnu, yes, very good. All right. Mr. Terry understands now, very good. Yes, he understands now. That's right. Again, Vishnu Upaman, do you understand? One may blaspheme Lord Vishnu, understand me? But it will not be so serious if you blaspheme a Vaishnava. Blaspheming a Vaishnava is more serious than blaspheming Vishnu. Understand me? That he says. Vaishnava Padadala. Understand? Vaishnava Padadala is, what do you say, better, superior to Vishnu Padadala. Understand me? What do you say? Foot bathing water of a Vaishnava is more superior, better, much better than the foot bathing water of the deity. That he says. You should understand this thing. Na prakṛtattva-miha bhakta-janasya pasyet. Rupa Goswami says this thing. Don't look at the Vaishnavas as the material persons are on the material platform, prakṛta. As nobody should see the bubbles or foam and the water of Ganges. It looks like that. Ganges water looks muddy. Bubbles are there, foam are there. But it's most purified water, transcendental water. So one should not see, bubbles or foam or some dot in the water of Ganges. Similarly, because that is transcendental water and not material elements, similarly, Vaishnava is in the transcendental platform, not in metal platform. So don't see any, ill, fault. Understand? This says Ramanuja Acharya. Chaitanya Bhagavata Madhya Lila, you will find also. Sukruti ho ekheyo sa inna suni me
Sukruti ho ekheyo
Janma janma adhapato videikoyo Janma janma adhapato Bato yari sovi matro eko janme mari Bato yari sovi matro eko janme mari जन्मे जन्मे क्षणे क्षणे निंदो के संघोरे जन्मे जन्मे क्षणे क्षणे निंदो के संघोरे अतएव निंदक स नासी बाटो यारो বাটো ইয়ারো কইতে ও অনন্ত দুরাচারো বাটো ইয়ারো হইতে ও অনন্ত দুরাচারো চারি বেদ পড়িয়া ও যদি নিন্দা করে চারি জন্ম জন্ম কুম্ভি পাকে ডুবিয়া সে মরে জন্ম জন্ম কুম্ভি পাকে ডুবিয়া সে মরে চৈতন্য ভাগবত বৃন্দাবন দাস ঠাকুর সাধু নিন্দা শুনিলে সুকৃতি হয় ক্ষয় জন্ম জন্ম অধপাত বেদেই কয় বাটো ইয়ারে সবে মাত্র এক জন্মে মারে জন্মে জন্মে ক্ষণে ক্ষণে নিন্দকে সংহারে অদৈব নিন্দক সন্ন্যাসী বাটো ইয়া বাটো ইয়ার হইতে অনন্ত দুরাচার চারি বেদ পড়িয়ায় যদি নিন্দা করে জন্ম জন্ম কুম্ভি পাকে ডুবিয়া সে মরে ওয়ান হু ব্লাসফেমি সাধু ইজ এ গ্রেট অফেন্ডার দ্যাটস এ ফ্যাক্ট বট হিয়ার সাধু নিন্দা আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড মি ইফ ইউ হিয়ার সাধু নিন্দা ইউ উইল বিকম অলসো অফেন্ডার সো ডোন্ট হিয়ার ইট সাধু নিন্দা ইজ গোয়িং অন সাম প্লেস লিভ দ্যাট প্লেস ইমিডিয়েটলি ডোন্ট স্টে দেয়ার হোয়াইল স্টে অ্যান্ড হোয়াই ইউ হিয়ার ইউল বিকম অফেন্ডার আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড বেটার বেটার লিভ দ্যাট প্লেস আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড মি ইউ ক্যানট ডু দি আদার টু থিংস You cannot cut off the tongue of the person who blasphemes the sadhu. You have no such strength. And you cannot kill yourself. Better leave the place. Understand me? Janma janma dhupar. But if you cannot do, staying in that place and hearing the blasphemy of a sadhu and Vaishnava, you become offender. Janma janma life after life, you will suffer in the hell, Veda says. বাটো ইয়ারে সবে মাত্র এক জন্মে মারে জন্মে জন্মে খেড়ে খেড়ে নিন্দু কিছু ঘরে বাটো ইয়া মিন্স হাইওয়ে রবার ওয়ান হু ডজ হাইওয়ে রবারি ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড মি হ্যাঁ হাইওয়ে ন্যাশনাল হাইওয়ে বিভ হাইওয়ে রবারি হ্যাঁ ওয়ান হু ডজ হাইওয়ে রবারি দ্যাটস এ বাটো ইয়া হ্যাঁ ইফ ইজ কাট অফ হি মে বি হ্যাংড অর হি মে বি কিলড ইন ওয়ান ওয়ান লাইফ Do you follow me? Huh? Understand my language? No? Are one who is a highway robber? Yes, highway robber. Who commits highway robbery? Highway robber, if he is cut off, then he may be hanged or he may be killed in one life. But such offenders, they are killed life after life, not one life. Every moment they are killed. Yes. Atev nindaka sanyasi bato yar hoite ananta durachar. Such offenders, those who commit Vaishnava aparad, such offenders are more, what do you say, ferocious, dangerous than the highway robbers. Understand me? Understand. মিস্টার টেরি আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড হ্যাঁ চারি বেদ পড়িয়াও যদি নিন্দা করে জন্মে জন্মে কুমি পাকে ডুবিয়া সে মারে সম ই হ্যাজ স্টাডিড ফর বেদস অ্যাকোয়ার বেদিক নলেজ স্টিল হি কমিটস দিস অফেন্স অফ বৈষ্ণব নিন্দা সাধু নিন্দা আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড মি ব্লাসফেমি সাধু সো ডেফিনেটলি হি গো টু হেল নেমড কুম্ভি পাক লাইফ আফটার লাইফ he will suffer there. Understand? This is Ramanujacharya's instruction. And this is going on nowadays in this material world, and the consequence is horrible consequence. Yes, horrible consequence. Yes. And who can save us from this horrible situation? Who? Gurudev. Only Gurudev can save us from so horrible situation. Otherwise, nobody can save us. So we know this, we hear this thing, and we see also this thing. Still, why such good intelligence is not coming to us? Why? And why you are not free from this disease? Here, this verse says, freed from disease of envy. Understand these verses? O King Parikheti, everyone who orally receives the narrations concerning the character of Lord Ramachandra pastime, ultimately freed from disease of envy. This is a disease. Yes. This is a disease. Yes. So, here Prabhupada also says,